Hello and welcome to The Art Scene. In this show, Lisa from Paris and Eric from LA will be covering different topics of art from different countries, regions, and cultures.
And today's topic is artists' daily routines. Yay!
So Lisa, why did you want to cover the daily routines of different artists?
Yeah, so let me explain why I pick up this team. So in museums or galleries, we usually see the artist's work in post-production phase, right? But I think for every artist, there were amount of time production that they devoted into life. So I'm curious how they manage their, daily life into produce the art. And apparently I found the great artists who produce a lot of works in their lifetime tend to have daily routines. So I kind of want to introduce them to you and our podcast listeners.
Do you have a daily routine?
Not much, but one thing I will have is to walk in the morning.
Oh, really?
Before getting to work.
How far do you walk?
15 or 20 minutes.
Okay, that's pretty
nice. So in Paris, close to where I live, there is a very, beautiful area.
Mm-hmm.
it's a very campagne, area. So I just go for a walk a little bit to get some fresh. But I think it's kind of only my routine. What about you? Do you have any routines?
Most of my routine in the morning is centered around our dogs. So
yeah, true.
Taking them out and feeding them. So yeah, I don't really have a specific routine. I used to think that making coffee in the morning was my routine.
Me too.
Yeah, I have a French press, and so it was kind of the ritual of doing that so that, I know about how long it takes and I have to do it in order to have coffee instead of having an automatic machine. Mm-hmm. But recently I've just been making it the night before and putting it in the refrigerator. So
so I want to introduce six artists today in terms of daily rituals, daily routines.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently through the research, it's hard to tell whether they intentionally make routines or not.
If it's maybe just their personality.
Or I'm not sure because, they never mention it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I will name those six artists. All of them are very, great art, very well-known artists.
Mm-hmm.
So Francis Bacon, Jackson Pollock, Gerhard Richter, Andy Warhol, John Miller, and Pablo Picasso. And where and who do you want me to start with?
Maybe just Francis Bacon, the first one you named, because personally, this is sort of a side note, but I only recently learned about Francis Bacon maybe 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was alive, he was known as one of the most famous artists, living artists, and he had insanely popular work, but I had never heard about him, even though when I was much younger in high school, I mentioned before, but I wanted to try and paint Salvador Dali, but I was not good enough to make the surrealistic looking paintings, but I took the geometry aspects, shapes and things that mm-hmm. Dali would use. And strangely enough, a lot of the stuff that I was making, I feel that if I had learned about Francis Bacon when I was in high school, I would have tried to become an artist much earlier in my life because that would have been a great inspiration for that style of painting.
So what's your image of Francis Bacon? Do you have any like specific image that like his like personality or stuff, like apart from the painting?
I've looked into it a little bit, but I feel like you've probably read more details. I know he liked drinking. That's
yes,
for sure.
I cover this topic later. Yeah, so surprisingly, so maybe we might know that he's kind of alcoholic, and also in his studio there are like tons of garbage.
Yeah, right.
Studio. But like according to Michael Pepiat, his biographer, has written that Baker was essentially a creature of habit with a daily schedule that varied little over his career. Isn't it surprising?
Yeah, yeah. If you look at his studio that's been preserved, it is
disorganized.
Very messy.
Yes. If listeners who don't see the pic, who have never seen the picture of Francis Bacon's studio, let's Google it. It's really
yeah,
disorganized.
It is. I mean, there's nowhere to step. I don't know how he moved
yeah.
around.
Anyway, so let me introduce his routine.
Mm-hmm.
So he seems to be very, how do you say, go to bed very late. But like no matter how late he goes to bed, he woke at the first light of the day. So he's very early waker and works several hours in the morning until lunch, and usually finishing like noon time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he spent long hours of afternoon and evening. So he quit his like painting work, and then he switched to like socialize mode. So apparently he lunched outdoors, and after lunch he had friends to the studio, and then he started to drink in the after lunch.
Well, so he kept it very separate then, I guess. Or it sounds
like
his artwork and then partying or something.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so then after lunch, as I said, like he invite friends to the studio to share the wines, and sometimes had a drink for pub. Mm-hmm. And then evening, he like continued to like socialize with friends. So he went to dinner for restaurant and often nightclubs or like male only bars, because you know he already said he was gay at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And also sometimes head to casino. And it's interesting that he sometimes ate second dinner at the bistro at midnight. So he's like a very like, you know, university guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I
do know he was not really a fan of like the art scene necessarily. He didn't. I think he felt like anxious or nervous being around like art galleries and collectors and stuff. So maybe this was a way of sort of coping with that, as he still gets to have like his roots or whatever. Like,
might be the case. So he didn't seem to, you know, attend some like art parties and stuff. Mm-hmm. Rather than that, like he preferred to hang out with his friends, like at nightclub or like the place where maybe many people don't know him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And lastly, he frequently asked his friend for join for another, like one last drink at his home. And then that's how he ends the day normally.
Yeah.
Isn't it surprising that he kept this kind of living until his death?
Yeah, and he did live for quite a while.
Yeah, he has passed away in 1992, so and at the age of 83.
Yeah, that is pretty surprising. But yeah, some people can just live that way, I guess.
Yeah, but interestingly, as like, Bacon said to the journalist that he partied a lot, he prioritized the painting first. So that's why he, no matter how late he went to bed, he always worked in the morning, like before socializing, like the body working hours every day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, and he also said, I also like working with hangover.
Wow.
Because my mind is crackling with energy and I can think very clearly.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Sounds like the opposite.
I know. So sometimes his style might come from alcoholic or hangover.
Yeah, that's definitely one way to work as an artist, I suppose. Probably not a very healthy way.
Yeah, he was struggling with insomnia and depending on pills to get his sleep. So maybe that's one of the reasons why he'd drink so much alcohol.
Yeah.
But it is true that he created a lot of work, so, and he keeps this routine. So it could be interesting.
Yeah.
So that's Francis Bacon's daily routine.
Very regimented, but a little wild, a little chaotic.
Yeah, I think he has a lot of powers.
Yeah, that's like that's energy. A good way to describe it.
Because, you know, to go out every day makes you tired, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he keeps on doing it. Apparently he rarely eat at home. Hmm. So he went out every day for lunch, dinner. So, like, he has so much, like, energy.
Yeah. Wow.
he lacks sleep. He normally sleeps like few hours, like 4 hours, 3 to 4 hours. So
that's wild. What about Jackson Pollock?
Jackson Pollock is among the six artists that we presented today. He is by far the youngest. I mean, he has passed away at the age of 44 or something because of the accident. And he is alcoholic too.
Okay.
And yeah, but he has also like some daily routines, especially after he moved into small fishing village on Eastern Long Island, New York, called Springs, after they move in 1945. So he's, you know, drip period, drip painting of Jackson Pollock.
And yeah, yeah.
That's where he created, like, in the studio Springs. And those times are very, like, his golden age. And because before moving to this village, like, mm-hmm. Springs, he was like so alcoholic, and he lived in New York's center, and so he has a lot of like destruction of, you know, invitation or like drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently after he moved, he spent a more like so-called like healthy life. Then maybe his routine came into his place. So let me introduce his routine. So he's kind of very long sleeper, or I would say he woke up very late, like early afternoon. So around 1 p.m. he woke up and come downstairs of the studio for breakfast. And then immediately after the breakfast, he head out to the studio, which is his house, so it's just to go to the different place.
Mm-hmm.
And then he spent there until 5 or 6. So maybe, you know, around 5 to 6 hours. No, yeah. Sorry, 4 to 5 hours he worked, and then drink a beer and walk to the beach with his wife.
And that was the end of his working for the day? He wouldn't go back in the studio?
Apparently.
Wow. I don't know. It depends on how the artist works while they're in the studio. But that does seem kind of short each day. But I guess if you're doing it every day, then
yeah,
the time builds up.
I couldn't find the details before like he's moving to spring, so I couldn't compare with it. But maybe it might be the case that he couldn't work for every day for sparing amount of time. So, but like to have this kind of routine makes him maybe work or like inspire, because there are not many things to do in the countryside. So he drinks less and have sleep more.
Yeah. That's interesting though, to change up his routine and style. But I suppose if you do move to a new location, that can happen.
Yeah, one of the things I realized in researching those routines is exactly the thing that you mentioned now. So when artists move to the city or to the place that where they work, they kind sometimes people don't change the routine, but it's likely the case that they change the routine or because of the environment.
Yeah.
So next, let me introduce Pablo Picasso, maybe, who inspired Jackson Pollock. So Picasso, as you already know, he's a man of mass production. He produced a lot, like more than 50,000 artworks.
Whoa.
And, like including his like picture, more than 150,000 something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's a man of mass production. So, and there are not much documents that proved his routine, but apparently his routine is like 11 to 2 p.m. So he woke up 11-ish and for 3 hours, he just have his own time, like breakfast and leisure, something. And he's devoted. He start his work from 2 to at the shortest until like 6 or 7, like that, until dusk. And sometimes until 10 p.m. for painting. And whoa, after 10 p.m. is dinner. Sometimes he head for a dinner. And sometimes when he had a dinner at home, he continues to painting like from 11 to 3 a.m.
That's so late.
I know.
Forgive me for asking, but is dinner sometimes that late, like in Paris? Or is dinner kind of earlier? Because I think sometimes different cultures have different times of dinners and stuff.
In Paris, it's not that late. Like people usually start dinner at 8 or 9 sometimes.
Okay.
We usually go for a drink before dinner. So if we have a drink before dinner, it might be 9 or 9:30. But if we go straight away for dinner, it might be 8 or 8-ish. But I think even though Picasso lived in Paris, he maybe continued to his custom of being Spanish. Spanish time, to live in Spanish time, or I don't know.
Yeah, I think some Spanish cultures do have pretty late dinner times. Yeah.
I heard at the earliest from 9.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I think this routine might vary in his lifetime, but in his 30s, when he moved into Paris. So at that time, at the moment, he really socialized with people. And yeah, and according to the research, he liked the social life in general, but he's sometimes struggle between, you know, the balance between the art at work, that, or I mean, work that he devoted, and to social life, because sometimes it's, you know, they're distracted.
Yeah, I don't know how you could balance an active social life and make 50,000 pieces of art.
So this is kind of not routine, but like trivia. So in 1904 something, he in Paris, he lived in, so he worked in so-called bateau lavoir, which means wash house boat in Montmartre area, Montmartre, Paris area, 18th district. And it's like a share house and many where artists and like poets, many like artists gathering around.
Okay.
So as, you know, people gather around, it's really easy to come for other people, other artists, other friends to come up to that building. So at that epoch, he really like socialized his people.
Mm-hmm.
But after he moved to the apartment in 1911, in which is the same area of Montmartre, but he moved to the, you know, like fancy apartment a bit.
Right.
So there are less guests because Picasso himself are very welcome to have that guest, but, you know, compared to those like share house, it's but a bit complicated or difficult maybe to call him or to, you know, get a look.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have people like friends just stopping by.
Exactly.
That makes sense. I guess he moved to that apartment pretty early in his life. Did it seem like he kind of started focusing more on art at that time?
Might be. Or he, well, it could be the reason. And also he himself really aspired to have a bourgeoisie life.
Okay.
So maybe that's the reason why he moved into the apartment. He really wants the life to work in peace without worrying too much about like money and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But luckily he became famous very early age. So he seems never got tired of painting. So he said, even after 3 or 4 hours standing in front of canvas, he didn't have any fatigue. And he said that's why painters live so long.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess if he seemed to make that many paintings, he would have to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for sharing those three artists' routines. I'm interested in learning about the other artists you mentioned in our next episode, Gerard Richter, Andy Warhol, and John Miro. But for now, I think we will finish this one up and we will catch you next time.
Stay tuned. Bye.
Bye.